I'm excellent. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come on the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm happy to be here and happy to tell everybody about the Alberta Circus Arts Festival.
June 19th to 22nd. First off, congrats on 5 years.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a challenge to create an event post-pandemic.
I can imagine. You must be exhausted.
Yeah. It's always busy, but the excitement about what's coming keeps me and my team going.
For those who've never been to the Alberta Circus of the Arts Festival, give it to us in a nutshell.
Yeah. Shows from around the world, workshops, networking events, and juggling and still walking for everyone.
There's going to be a lot of, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there is.
And you really have gone global because you've got some coming from Sweden. You've got some coming from New Zealand, across North America, Quebec. Like, I mean, this is a big, big deal.
Yeah, it is. Like, we're bringing shows here that people will never get another opportunity to see. This show that's coming from Sweden, it's a collaboratively created show. They work with wheels and tight wire, but they use each other to make the wire tight, and it's all very visually impactful and exciting. And then, okay, the show from New Zealand is crazy. They have such a funny sense of humor. And it's a rated R cabaret. It's 18 plus. It's at 9:30 on Thursday night, but it's going to be like nothing you've seen before.
I want to ask you about the show from Jasper.
So that's a film. It's at 2:00 on Saturday, and it's free. So the woman who created it, her name is Sasha, and she's an aerialist and a climber. So she goes out to these really remote locations in Jasper and Banff and films. And she lived in Jasper until the fire. And so she's currently living in Revelstoke while her home is rebuilt. So she has a lot to say about, the environment in that area. And she will actually be here for a talk back following the film.
Oh, that's fantastic. She's doing aerial acrobatics and things on the sides of mountains?
Yes, she is.
Oh, my gosh. My anxiety is going through the, like, as you were describing, I'm like, no.
Oh, yes. I agree. It is very anxiety inducing.
And you've got some great free events as well for people to check out.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have, this is at 2:00 on Saturday. At 6:00 on Saturday, we have a free show on the patio at Cafe BC Clet. And it's in celebration of the 30th anniversary of École du Cirque du Québec. So it's one of the big circus schools from Quebec. It's their 30th anniversary, and they're bringing us a show to celebrate.
And that's where Cirque started. Like, I mean, they know their stuff in Quebec, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. We have both of the main schools, the National Circus School and the Quebec City School, are both supporting our festival, and they send artists here and performers, and it's astonishing to see the skill of their, quote, students, unquote.
Yeah, it's like people have been doing it their entire lives.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the pirate ship.
Please do.
There's a show coming from Quebec City. It's called Flow Immersive Circus. And there are two performances, one Saturday night at 7 and one on Sunday at 2. So this is the world premiere of this show. And the two people that wrote the show, they spend half of their year living on a sailboat. So they're going to build the skeleton of a sailboat inside the theater at La Cité Francophone. And the seats are going to be all around this sailboat. And the performances will take place in the middle of the room on this boat. So the masts, which are going to be 18 feet high, will be used for a Chinese pole and used for a sway pole and the aerial point. And all the flipping around and the teeterboard and all of it, it's going to be like 3 feet away from you.
Fantastic. You ever just sit there and look at this stuff and go, how? What is happening?
Yeah.
So it's $25 amazing. For kids between 2 and 12, $40 for adults. Again, a lot of free events as well. It's the Alberta Circus Arts Festival, June 19th through the 22nd in Edmonton's French Quarter. Online, where can we find all the ticket details?
AlbertaCircusArts.com.
Annie, thank you so much. Wishing you a great festival, and I appreciate you coming on the show for a few minutes.
Thank you so much, Sean.